Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, 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 everyone out there. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become physically and spiritually, and guess what, mentally fit. Well, I have a dynamite guest tonight, Susan Miner, and she's going to talk about beauty from the inside out. And what better way to end March, because you know March is Spiritual Wellness Month, and it's also Natural Nutrition Month. So let me do my little PSA from Natural Nutrition Month.
March is National Nutrition Month. This year, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics encourages everyone to bite into a healthy lifestyle. Consuming fewer calories, making informed food choices, and getting daily exercise are key to maintaining a healthy weight, reducing your risk of chronic disease, and promoting your overall health. A registered dietitian nutritionist can help you develop a healthy lifestyle plan that is right for you. Learn more by visiting www.eatright.org. March is National
Well, hello, hello, everyone. Again, this is Renee Wiggins, your host, and we're going to talk about beauty as beauty feels, beauty from the inside out, raising your inner beauty with Susan Miner. It is her privilege to share with you beauty from the inside out. First, she'd like to share her story with you. She became a model while in high school. Over the course of her career, she is one of the most unforgettable women of the world for Revlon and graced the covers of Vogue and Elle magazines and numerous more. She knew it sounded like a fairy tale, but she had a passport full of stamps and was living the jet set life. She knew something, though, was missing in her life. She had to make a change. She was getting paid tons of money for how she looked while secretly hating herself, and that's a lot of us. While smiling and posing for the camera, her thoughts often only contained recollection of perceived failures, shortcomings, or waistlines that were too snug. In retrospect, she realized she was redirecting her inner conflicts of anger and sadness and shame onto her outward body. On her journey to find inner beauty and expanded her knowledge, she attended university, receiving her BA in psychology and MA in counseling. She eventually became an adjunct professor of psychology for 3 years. Since then, she was blessed to become a mother and a wife in that order. There was a time, though, she was considering selling everything she owned and taking off to India to get to a silent retreat instead. She took the advice of a close friend who suggested, take a less drastic route. Instead, she attended a healer's workshop. She felt something click, boom, and soon she began assisting the teaching and spending 3 days a month with this community, releasing her trauma and being supported through her story, what she learned transformed her life. When she was asked how she got into counseling and healing business, she answered truthfully, I was a mess. She took her mess and made a message. She found peace and inner beauty for herself and longed to help others on the same path. So let's welcome Susan Miner. Hi, Susan. How you doing?
Well, Renee, I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for having me on.
And thank you for coming on. When I was reading your bio and reading all about you, I like that beauty is as beauty feels, raising your inner beauty. For a lot of us women and young girls, we have this, you know, we look in the mirror and we always see something different. It's Michael Jackson's little song, The Man in the Mirror. We can say the woman in the mirror, but yet we can have beauty on the outside, but for some reason we're crumbling in the inside. So being fabulously fit seems to be a tall order for some people. I can almost hear my listeners saying, I don't have time for a complicated program. What if we don't have time for a complicated program? What do you say?
Well, you mean your listeners, they have jobs and lives and kids and houses and parents to take care of and school and communities and church commitments. Well, you know, welcome to our lives. We're busy. And really, Renee, I love your show, and I know you know this, but let's start by listening to what John has to say. And he tells us in chapter 1, verse 2, he said this, and I quote, Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. So we know we're meant, and we're told that we're meant to be fabulously fit, both in body and soul. And it doesn't need to be complicated. I think as humans, we tend to make things more complicated than it needs to be. So today, I'm just going to address with you and your listeners, Renee, just three areas in our lives for us to be fabulously fit in. One is fit thoughts. All starts with our thoughts. Two, fit actions. And three, fit food choices. And, you know, to direct ourselves down the fabulously fit path, we need only to add one question to our daily lives. And here it is. This is the one question to add. Does this serve me? Does this serve me? In other words, does this work for me? Or in my personal terminology, you know, does this reveal my beautiful energy? And our beautiful energy, or our inner beauty, of course, is our peace and overall well-being. So through this one question, we can learn to better cultivate our fit thoughts, actions, and food choices. And, you know, honestly, Renee, it takes discipline, right? To be fit, it takes discipline. To be mentally fit, physically fit, it takes discipline and focus. But, we can become better at it and more skilled at it.
I like what you said there about discipline and being more focused because, you know, a lot of us also just think of physically being disciplined, you know, just the physical exercise. Never, at least it dawned on to me, well, you know, you got to be mentally fit and it requires discipline. So it's always mm-hmm. our thoughts, you said, about directing our lives. So you mentioned thoughts. How do our thoughts affect our health and fitness?
Well, like I said, it starts with our thoughts. So to answer that question, Renee, let's explore some examples of thoughts, and we'll answer that question. So how about this thought? Consider this. Man, bummer. Why'd I say that? She must think I'm so stupid. I'm stupid. Now, would this thought serve you or I? It wouldn't, right? It's not
right.
At all, right? Even just saying it. Honestly, it makes me feel badly. And one, you and I are not stupid. You're not stupid. And I don't know any woman that's stupid. I just want to say that. And two, in this scenario, when you think someone thought you were stupid, she's probably not even noticing. And we're so into our own lives that other people aren't monitoring our every comment. And so we tend to be the most hard on ourselves. You know, more hard than other people are on us. So we are going to inevitably experience negative thoughts about ourselves. It's part of being human. Thank God it gets less and less as we get older if we practice. But I encourage your listeners and I encourage myself to ask yourself, you know, and ask myself, does this thought serve me? And if the answer is no, then it's no, it's not serving me. And then we may choose and purposefully create a helpful thought instead. And we can purposefully place beauty-filled thoughts in our minds. And, from Solomon in chapter 4, verse 7, we could repeat to ourselves, and I quote, "You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you." I mean, that is just feels wonderful. That reveals my beautiful energy. And, you know, you can't see me, right? But it actually makes me smile. And I hope, like, my daughter and our children, they can feel this as they grow up. So you could try speaking that to yourself in the mirror. You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you. So, you know, Renee, you want to do a little repeating and echoing of this in a first person?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it, and then, Renee, you can repeat after me, and I encourage your listeners to do the same. So here I go. Repeat after me. I am altogether beautiful.
I am altogether beautiful.
I am love.
I am love.
There is no flaw in me.
There is no flaw in me.
And then take a nice breath, just a nice calming breath. And then notice how that feels in your body. Notice that we can really, really speak to our bodies and soothe our bodies with what we say to ourselves.
Mm. Wow, that is really beautiful. And it's so funny, Susan, when you said that, because I had wrote an affirmation a long time ago, and it says, I'm making a road for the future, not just for today. And the road we pave with our words today will become our future. So today I choose to speak with power. I am prosperous. I'm intelligent and creative. I am grateful. I am. I am great because he has told me so. So it's almost similar to what you're saying, that we have to say these positive words because the positive words resonate in our bodies. And it, when we were doing it together and then you had me breathe, I don't know about you, but I was feeling cool and calm and at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Absolutely.
We have to say positive words to uplift our shoulders, because every time you say something negative, your shoulders go down, your head go down, and that negativity starts beating against you. So it's like, you know, you got to eat foods with antioxidants in it. So the free radicals that we give off, you know, are beating up on us. So it's always those thoughts. And I'm glad you mentioned that thoughts, because I also wrote a chapter in one of my books called Scan Your Thoughts. Instead of always saying I am fat, says I'm happy with the body I have. Or like you said, I'm stupid. I say no. Don't say you're stupid. Say you're happy with the mind you have. In other words, we got to say always positive, and that makes us feel good about yourself. And so, yes, when you had me breathe, made me feel better. But how can our thoughts directly help us be fabulously fit?
Well, yeah, that's the jump from the thoughts to being fit, right? Fabulously fit. We think about our physical appearance. So let's look at that once again with a thought, and we'll see if it serves us. And so consider the thought, I never have time to exercise. Now, is this helpful? No, it's not helpful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then how about these thoughts, like any amount of exercise counts. 10 minutes is a workout. So, you know, in the second examples, you can see how our thoughts could begin to influence our actions. I'll tell you a little story. So 20, 25 years ago, when I was flying around the world modeling, you know, there weren't gyms in the hotels back then. There are now. And, you know, we didn't have YouTube or mobile devices to follow along on an exercise video. So often I would just put on my sneakers and I would jog up and down the stairwells of the hotels. You know, some places I would venture out for a walk, but if I didn't really want to journey outside, the stairwells, they really offered me a decent workout. And I used to say to myself, you know, 10 minutes of stairs is a workout, and it was. And the nice thing, and the thing we'll find often, is that once I began to exercise and I said, okay, 10 minutes is a workout, I often exercised a little bit longer. So I really like this 10-minute. And, I have a quote from a Harvard Medical School psychiatrist, and his name's John Ratty. And he wrote this. He said, exercise is the single best thing you can do for your brain in terms of mood, memory, and learning. And he said, he went on to say that even 10 minutes of activity changes your brain. So how I interpret John's findings is, I think to myself, even 10 minutes of exercise boosts my happiness, and it doesn't hurt how I look in my jeans. And, you know, 10 minutes does direct us towards being fabulously fit. It does. It puts us on that path. So this is how our thoughts lead us to helpful actions. When you say to yourself, 10 minutes is a workout, that leads you more often than not to take that action. And then also you can ask yourself with your actions, same thing as your thoughts, does this action serve me? Would it serve me to work out for 10 minutes? And then, you know, this is where the focus and discipline comes in. then, of course, we need to listen and then act. You know, and I love to exercise, but, you know, I want to say also to you, Renee, and the listeners, and it's okay to relax, too, not to just do stairs, you know, our every action. It's not obliged to be on our, you know, be perfect, achieve more list, right? Sometimes when you ask yourself what you need or what will serve you, it might just be, you know, watching a much-loved movie in your jammies. And that might be just what you need to replenish your energy.
So watching a good movie. Oh, sometimes I do have a little constructive napping can also replenish your energy. You don't want anything to go over 15 minutes. But yeah, when you're at work, I tell people when I go out and give speeches, if the boss come find you with your head down, just say you're doing some constructive napping so you can better be a better worker, you know, for them.
Absolutely.
Some people laugh. But
yeah,
you're right, looking at funny movies because, of course, you and I know my listeners have heard of Norman Cousins, and he was stricken with an illness, remember, and he was in the hospital, and the doctors came in and said to him, well, you know, you don't have long to live, but he watched a lot of comedy, a lot of, I think, Abbott and Costello movies, if I can remember, and he just laughed every day. That laughter, by the end of his 2 or 3 weeks, the doctors couldn't believe it. They couldn't find anything wrong with him. So I guess laughter plays a role in our inner and outer beauty.
Yeah.
Does it?
It does, you know, and I had forgotten about that story. Thank you for reminding me. You know, gosh, laughter is amazing, and it's proven to affect our health in a positive way. You know, it reduces our blood pressure and reduces our stress hormones and triggers the release of endorphins, and those are our natural body's painkillers, you know, and all these definitely contribute to our overall sense of well-being and inner and outer beauty. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it also builds relationship between people, too. If you have a good laugh, there's research out there that shows that children laugh. You know, young kids laugh all the time. But adults only laugh maybe about 15 times a day, and maybe not even that. So we have come to a place in society when we don't laugh as much, and I guess laughter helps with the muscles in your face, and as you said, it's also good with the stress hormones, reduces and also release the endorphins, which is body's normal painkiller, but also calmer as well. Then another area you mentioned was food. I can see how asking the question, does this food serve me, would be a smart question to ask, especially for my listeners out there who's probably now, they're probably listening and they're eating at the same time. But I never thought about this. Does this food serve me? Okay, so what do you have to say?
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, I was a little sluggish before this call, and I ate a serving of dark chocolate, and I did look on the bar. It's a huge bar, and I had the normal serving, which is one third of the bar. So, you know, did that serve me? It did. You know what? It was delicious. Oh my God, it was so good. It was just what I needed. So we're given so many opportunities each day. And, you know, some of us are given opportunity every couple of hours to ask ourselves, does this food enhance my beautiful energy? Does this food serve me? You know, right here, right now, will this food increase my beautiful energy or decrease it? You know, and as we know, and, you know, our foods either nourish us, they can comfort us, or they can harm us, or some combination, right? But considering that we're talking about being fabulously fit, you actually might be surprised about what I'm about to say, but maybe not because I talked about the chocolate. But, okay, here we go. Take a deep breath. Renee, take a deep breath with me. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I invite you and your listeners to allow your body and your mind to really hear what I'm about to say. It's okay to comfort yourself once in a while with food. It's okay to eat a personal comfort food. We're given this gift of taste and this gift of enjoyment. And it is a gift. And once we give ourselves permission, then we can consciously choose when to enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. That's the optimal word, enjoy a comfort food. You know, it might be mac and cheese. From, you know, I had that dark chocolate. It was delicious. And we can choose how much we want to eat. Then we can receive the comfort from the food and the enjoyment and not the bellyache. Yeah, so this, let's see if this sounds familiar, right? So see if this sounds familiar. You're tired, right? Maybe your mm-hmm. child woke you up several times last night. You know, of course, I have no idea what that is. I have no personal experience about being woken up. Oh, my dog is the worst sleeper. Just P.S. I'm rolling my eyes. If you could see me, I'm rolling my eyes. So think of this like you're tired. And I don't know about you, but this is when I desire comfort food. And then you might think, here comes our thoughts again, right? I could go for some ice cream. Creamy coldness. Oh, it'd be so yummy right now. Then, bam, you know, you think, stop that. It's Tuesday afternoon, not a time for a treat. You got to look perfect for your speech tomorrow, your presentation, or your business meeting. No, 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 no. And I don't know, maybe you're a little like me and maybe you'd proceed to eat a bowl of cereal with skim milk, followed by a banana with peanut butter. And then next, just maybe one spoonful of that forbidden ice cream, right? Then two spoonfuls, three spoonfuls, and then the entire pint will be gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar to anyone out there?
Yes, I'm sure.
I'm
sure my listeners are laughing right now. And it's so funny, again, how like minds think alike, because I wrote an e-book on comfort foods. Are they helping us or harming us? Harming. And you mentioned the same thing, the macaroni and cheese, the ice cream, you know, the chocolate cake, you know, something goes to depression, they don't like the way they look, a zits on their face, something. People eat because it's the comfort food, and then they feel bad about what they ate, and they feel guilty, and it starts all over again. It's that cycle. But that's, again, you know, looking at yourself, that, again, is that inner beauty we're wrestling with, you know, the inner thoughts of ourselves. But let's talk about mindless eating. How can we get a handle on mindless eating? You know, and what is that? Because my listeners don't know.
Well, it's probably just like you said in your ebook. But so here's where the gentle question would have come in handy, right? Okay, you know, I may have some experience with this. I roll again, right? So if I were to ask myself, or if your listeners were to ask yourself, will this food enhance my beautiful energy? Will this food serve me? It could have gone something like this. You know, I want a creamy cold treat. What would that serve me now? You know, actually it would. I'll scoop some out. I'll take a nice scoop, and I'll take it on the porch, and then I'll enjoy it. So you can almost feel it, right, that in the second example we can consciously decide, you know, or not, but we can consciously decide to savor the treat, knowing we are comforting ourselves, just going in with our eyes open instead of mindlessly scarfing down the ice cream. And, you know, so sometimes we say yes to it, and sometimes the answer, does this treat serve me, you know, it reveals a no. No, not right now. You know, so that's coming back again is, does this right here, right now, lead me to fit thoughts, fit actions, and food choices? And, you know, Renee, every moment is different, and we're all different, and we all know what's best for us if we just take a second to ask. Yeah.
I like how you say that this serves me. Would this benefit me? When I give speeches, I tell people, though, the opposite. No, I cannot have that. I want to do something good for my body, you know, or saying your mind you're allergic to it, or you just can't have it. You want to do good, you know, something good for your body. So on the subject of eating, because I know when I took a full-time job, you know, my hours were 12 o'clock, I get up, and I'm at work by 6 o'clock. Well, I get up at 3, excuse me, and I go to bed at 12, so I only got 3 hours. So I heard of the lack of sleep increases our weight, which it did for me, and also diminished my cognitive, behavior because my boss kept saying, you just don't get this, you don't get this. And Susan, I have been on jobs when I can, bam, learn things really quick, get it, and boy, becomes routine. But it took me actually 4 to 5 years to get this thing down pat, and now this past January I was let go. So does lack of sleep age us as well? I guess that's also things that are in and out of beauty, maybe out of beauty mostly. Can you explain further?
Yeah, well, you know, thanks for sharing that with us. And that's a really good example from your own life, Renee, that, you know, 3 hours of sleep is, that's pushing it, kiddo, you know. Gosh, I don't know how you survived, never mind not just thinking clearly. But, you know, I wish, so, the question is, does the lack of sleep age us? Does it affect our beauty? And, you know, I wish I could say no. I wish I could say no, but lack of sleep does age us more quickly. Just like stress does. It has very similar effects. So when we don't sleep, similar to stress, our bodies release more cortisol, which is the stress hormone. And when our bodies do this a lot, the cortisol begins to break down our skin collagen. And that's the protein that keeps our skin smooth and elastic. And, you know, kids' face, when they put their faces down, nothing moves, nothing sags. That starts changing, but in simple terms, you know, the lack of sleep leads to more wrinkles and saggy skin. So it does age us faster and internally as well. You know, and also, Renee, I see as a counselor and a workshop leader, I see that when people are really tired, maybe not just one day, you know, but several days, several weeks, several months, or years even, they're experiencing a lot more anxiousness. And depression as well, you know, from the lack of sleep. But, you know, Renee, we could talk a whole show on that. I don't. Maybe we'll have to do a whole show on sleep.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true because, again, I think we're alike because I wrote an e-book, Is 8 Hours Enough? On sleep because of the situation I was go through. We got about 2 minutes. Boy, I should have had you on for an hour because it's so good. Because sleep affected me, I know personally, again, that cognitive and weight gain and increasing my blood pressure and all that. So I want my listeners to know that we really got to have Susan back on because she is just dynamite with this inner beauty. You can hear the way she talks nice and peaceful and everything. So this is, we can subscribe to your YouTube for more free beautiful energy exercises, and that's www.youtube.com, Susan Minor Beauty. And I'll repeat that. That's www.youtube.com/ Susan Minor Beauty. Susan, please give us your website as well.
It's SusanMinorBeauty.com. Anytime you want to find me, Susan Minor Beauty, you'll find me. Of course, there's Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff now. And my new book just published, Beautiful Energy Exercises to Reveal Your Inner Peace. You can find that on Amazon, and that comes with audio and video exercises, show you all the exercises I like to do with my clients.
Wow,
this is wonderful.
This is
we'll
really
have to do it again. We could talk for hours.
No, we definitely have to do it, or we can talk for hours. Especially if we get to the question about, you know, how you convince people to look at our inner beauty when the eyes see something different. We can do an hour show on that. This has been really helpful. We're going to have Susan back on, everybody. Susan, please talk about your book one more time, please.
Yeah, it is called Beautiful Energy, Exercises to Reveal Your Inner Peace, and it is on Amazon, and it was published by good friends of mine at Feminine Collective out of L.A., a publishing house and online magazine out of L.A., so I'd love you to pick it up or contact me any questions. I'm always open. My personal email's on everything, so any of your listeners have any questions, I'm available.
Thank you. And as well, if you give speaking and workshops as well, everybody out there for being fabulously fit in God's kingdom, we got to learn how to raise our consciousness about our inner beauty, okay, from the inside out. And for a lot of my listeners, I know that's kind of something in the foreground. So your homework assignment is that when you go eat, when you go do something, does this serve me? If you're going to do an action, does this serve me? Does this help me? Does this help my inner beauty as well as my outer beauty? does this serve me? Thank you, Susan. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. I know my listeners, and definitely going to have you back on. And we're going to talk about sleep because I'm getting it now.
Good. I'm so glad. Gosh, enjoy your divine beauty rest, my dear. Enjoy it.
Thank you, and you too. Oh, my right. Being fabulously fit, people. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
For my listeners out there, whoa, we got to have her back on. She's dynamite. Remember, beauty from the inside out. Please go to YouTube there and look at her and go through that. Does this serve a purpose for me? I want to thank everybody out there for listening tonight. And I'll see you next week.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.